Hello, Church. Catechism 2021, the 12th Lord's Day. Let's begin with a prayer and get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for the gift of eternal life in Jesus. Thank you for your scripture, your word to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, your presence with us. Father, we pray that you'll bless our time in your word and prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, if you've been following, you know we're in a section on Christ, the Son of God. And today is question 31 first. Okay, question 31. Why is he called Christ? Meaning anointed. If you've heard the word Messiah, that means the same thing. All different ways, because of different languages, saying the same thing. Why is he called Christ? Why is Jesus called Christ, meaning anointed? Because he has been ordained by God the Father and has been anointed with the Holy Spirit to be our chief prophet and teacher, who perfectly reveals to us the secret counsel and will of God for our deliverance. Our only high priest, who has set us free by the one sacrifice of his body, and who continually pleads our cause with the Father, and our eternal King, who governs us by his word and spirit, and who guards us and keeps us in the freedom he has won for us. And you see down below here a host of cross-references. We'll come back to question 31 because of its importance in the way it outlines Christology, or the study of Christ, prophet, priest, and king. So we'll come back to it. But question 32, but why are you called a Christian, right? He's Christ, the anointed. Why are we called Christians? Because by faith, I am a member of Christ. That means I've been spiritually joined to him. I am a member of Christ, and so I share in his anointing. I am anointed to confess his name, to present myself to him as a living sacrifice of thanks, to strive with a good conscience against sin and the devil in this life, striving against sin, striving against the devil and his schemes and his traps and his tricks and his lies, and afterward to reign with Christ over all creation for all eternity. So here's some more cross references for that question and answer. Memory verse for the 12th Lord's Day, Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Quickly on that last question, why are we called Christian? Because we share his anointing. That does not mean that we are the Son of God as Jesus is the Son of God. It does not mean that we are divine as he is divine. What it means is that we have his Holy Spirit. Okay, he was risen from the grave in the full blessing of the Holy Spirit and reigns in heaven. And the way we are saved through the gospel, receiving this by grace through faith, is we are filled with the Holy Spirit. It is Jesus who fills us with that Spirit. Romans 8 would be a good, the beginning of that chapter, well, the whole chapter would be good to study, but specifically the beginning of Romans 8, where the Spirit of Christ within us and the Holy Spirit living in us are one and the same thing. So that's what that means, that we are anointed as he is anointed. We have his Holy Spirit, and our spiritual status is in him. Our spiritual status is in him. Why is he called Christ, meaning anointed? Good outline we get here. 3 points, 3 words to memorize the basic parameters, or the basic outline of who Jesus is, of Christology, in other words. He is our prophet, the ultimate prophet. He is our priest, the ultimate priest, and he is our king, the ultimate king. And here's what it says, our chief prophet and teacher. He perfectly reveals to us the secret counsel and will of God for our deliverance. So that's his office of prophet. And then here, his office of priest. He's our only high priest. He's the only one who can mediate our relationship with God, who has set us free by the one sacrifice of his body, He's the priest, but he's also the sacrifice, and who continually pleads our cause with the Father. So his sacrifice was one unto death, but he rose again, so he is dead no longer. He lives in the presence of God, where he ministers in the presence of God on behalf of his people, pleading our cause with the Father, and finally our eternal King, who governs us by his word. So this is the office of King, and you see here the lordship, his position of ruling over us, governs us by his word, scripture, and spirit within us, and who guards us and keeps us in the freedom he has won for us. There's great, great comfort and security in all of these, particularly to highlight here in this last one, that Christ is the one who guards us. Christ is the one who keeps us in the freedom that he has won for us. And so our salvation does not depend on our own strength or wisdom. Our persevering in the faith does not depend on our own strength and wisdom. And our growing in the faith, being strengthened, all of these things, being further sanctified, depends on Christ and his mercy and his power. He is prophet, he is priest, he is king, and he's made us very great promises, and he will hold true on every single one of them. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in us, and thank you for all that you have promised to do, have yet to do, but will do based on your word and based on your faithfulness. We're glad just to have a part in it. We're glad just to have a seat at the table, to be brought into your kingdom. Father, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thanks again for joining me. Join me again tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 12, and then next Sunday for the 13th Lord's Day. God bless you. See you soon.